Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. This is Internal Revenue Code Section 167. It is a statute from the Internal Revenue Code enacted in 1954. Let me explain what it does. Section 167 lets you deduct the cost of property used in a trade or business or held to make income. The deduction covers things like wear and tear, exhaustion, and even becoming outdated. This section is the starting point for all depreciation rules, including the MACRS system in Section 168. Why is this important? Every time you take a depreciation deduction for real estate, like the bigger and faster deductions a cost segregation study finds, it all comes back to Section 167. MACRS tells you how to calculate the deduction. Section 167 says you can take it. Here's how it works. Section 167 gives you the right to deduct the value loss of your property over time. But there are two rules. First, the property must be used for business or to produce income. Second, it must have a useful life you can measure. Land is not qualified. Buildings and parts of buildings do. Cost segregation uses this rule. A study sorts building components into categories with different recovery periods. Those categories come from Section 168. But the right to deduct those components at all? That comes from Section 167. Think of it like this. Section 167 is the permission slip. It says you may deduct this. Section 168 is the instruction manual. It says here is how to calculate it. Without Section 167, there would be no deduction. Without Section 168, you would not know when or how to take it. What about mistakes? Section 167 is not a loophole. It is a basic tax rule that has been part of the law since 1954. If a study misclassifies assets or skips the rules in Section 168, that is a problem. But when done right, a cost segregation study simply applies Section 167 and 168 together. Section 167 also reminds us that depreciation is not about guessing, it is about following the law. Personal items do not count, only business or income-producing property does, and only things that wear out or become obsolete over time. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets connect to Section 167 and the recovery periods, check the legal section of your report.